Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to this episode of the Regina Perkins Show. This is your host of the show, Regina Perkins herself. Bless you all. Thank you all for tuning in today. Thank you all for coming on and listening to the show today. I hope you all have been doing well. Hallelujah. As we begun this new year, we're now well into the year. Right now, we're right in the month of March. That means we're getting ready for the seasons to change. We're getting ready to go into the spring break. So I hope that you have all been working diligently during this winter season, preparing yourself for the summer and for the spring months. It's getting time to spring forward into some new things and some new endeavors. Bless you all. I want to thank you all again for joining me today. Thank you all for supporting the show, for still logging on. Remember, you can always go and listen to me on Spreaker. You can listen to me on Anchor, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Radio Public. Wherever there's a podcast, the Regina Perkins Show is uploaded on the platform. Not only that, you can also go to follow me on my social media platforms. I have a Regina Perkins Show on Facebook and also my personal page. Also on Instagram, Regina Perkins. And do not forget that you can follow me on YouTube. Come on, guys, join me on YouTube. I have my personal Regina Perkins ministry, but I also have the Regina Perkins Show, which is an out like me, totally unplugged on YouTube, where there will be travel. I go places, inspiration. I cook on the show. You guys come on and join in and listen to the things that I talk about. I may do a recipe, cook on there. You may see me doing an inspiring shot. The traveling. I love to travel, guys, and I want to extend that and kind of go beyond and just, you know, do some things and lifestyle, just basically life. You know what I'm saying? So that's me totally unplugged. So if you guys want to follow me, go over to YouTube. Go look for the Regina Perkins Show, also Regina Perkins Ministry. Go follow, subscribe, hit the notification bell, turn on the notification so you can know when I upload new videos. You guys go ahead and follow me on those platforms. So back to the podcast. I know, guys, I've been kind of lazy in this area with the podcast, so I don't want to forget about my baby that I started and launched off with. This was my baby when I first started a couple years ago, and this is really what launched me into everything. But I pray you all had an opportunity. There's a lot been going on in this world, and so, you know, I've seen so many people moving and shaking and putting their hands into so many things. I see a lot of people moving in entrepreneurship in this season. I see so many are starting businesses. I see so many creative ideas that are churning out from the body of Christ. You know, and that's a wonderful thing because so long we put ourselves behind the four walls and we never cultivated anything outside of the realm of just church, quote unquote. But I see so many of my sisters and my brothers in the Lord that are launching out into the deep because of this pandemic. It has caused another level of creativity to rise up out of some of us, including myself, that a lot of things that you place on the back burner, you've allowed those things to come forth. And you're now beginning to cultivate into those things. So that's a beautiful thing. One thing I love to see is people moving in their purpose and moving in their destiny. I love to see that. So I thank God for allowing us, the body of Christ, because some things we go through and we look at it like, oh God, what is happening? You know, the church doors are shut. But I think we all needed to step back for a moment and kind of take inventory of where we was spiritually. Not only just spiritually, but where we was in our own lives and what's happening, you know. So I just see God moving in a different way. And I think that's a wonderful thing to see how the Lord is using many of you in this time, in this hour. But I jumped on here because just yesterday, we celebrated Happy International Women's Day. And that day was created because for women who are doing groundbreaking things for those women who have been those unsung heroes that we see every day, because a lot of these corporations, a lot of the things that you see the lights, bells and whistles, but you never see who's underneath, who's in the underground, who's in the back room, who's behind the scenes. And so a lot of times there are some great women that we don't ever see that are behind the scenes that are running some of these successful ventures that we see here today. So I just want to congratulate and applaud all my sisters, for being who you are. And I made a post yesterday and I said to all of the women, you know, they may never validate you. They may never acknowledge your gift or your talent, but know one thing, that God and heaven has agreed with you. And once God has placed his stamp of approval up on your life, there's nothing that no one can ever do to negate it, to take it away, to minimize it, because God has already sealed you. You understand? He's already done it. So I say that to say this, is that so many of my sisters in ministry, and I know for my own self, you know, I know God has called me to a higher calling. And so many times I do not even acknowledge, because I'm not one that's caught up with titles. I'm not one that's, oh, I'm this, I'm that. But there's a part and season of my life right now where God has begun to transition me over into something else. And I don't speak on it because a lot of times, you know, others look at you and they judge you and they say, well, who do you think you are? You know, who told you that? Or who told you that God had called you to that platform? And you begin to almost begin to cover yourself. You begin to hide and you begin to become what others want you to be. And people will label you. Come on now. People will label you and they will call you what they want to call you. And that don't necessarily mean that's who you are. They will label you and put something on you because that's their perception of who they think you are. Oh my God. That's their perception of who you think you are. Many of you probably saw the interview with the royals, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. If you saw that, she talked about in that interview, the perception. There's a difference when people see you on the outside and their perception is so much different than the reality, than what you're living. And I can use that term because right now I see so many, and we've allowed people's perception of what they see and what they think you are. And they already have you pegged out and they already know, well, she don't have that, so she can't possibly be this. But see, that's not the way God works. You see what I'm saying? John the Baptist was one who was crying out in the wilderness. And the Bible says he was running around eating locusts and wild honey. But he still was the forerunner. He still was the pioneer. He still was the one that would usher in Jesus. He was the one that would baptize Jesus. Come on now. And so many people probably looked at him and judged him like, he can't possibly be the one that would put his hands upon Jesus. He can't possibly be the anointed one, because here he is running around in the wilderness with eating locusts and wild honey and wrapped up in goats and sheepskin. He came not the way he looking. He can't possibly be the one that will be the forerunner for Jesus. Come on now. He would not be the one that would announce and put his hands on him and baptize him. But Jesus, when he saw Jesus, said, here is the Lamb of God, whom taketh away the sin from the world. And Jesus told me, he says, suffer to be so now, because it becometh thus to fulfill all righteousness. And he baptized him. You see what I'm saying? So you cannot allow other people's perception of who they think you are become your reality. Oh my God. Come on, y'all. Come on, walk with me. I'm gonna need you to put your thinking cap. I'm gonna need you to walk with me for just a minute, because people will put you in a low place when God has placed you in a high place. People will label you and put you over here at the door as an usher when God has called you. Hallelujah. Come on. It ain't nothing wrong with being an usher. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'll stand at the door. I'd rather be a doorman. I'd rather be in a gatekeeper in the house of the Lord. I'd rather be that than dwell in the tents of wickedness. Come on now. But what I'm saying to you is that if that's not the season and time, because people have an uncanny reality that they want to keep you in the same place for the rest of your life. People look at you and they say, okay, all you're going to ever do is this. When God has said it's time for you to grow up, time for you to move on to another level, it's time for you to move on into another place in ministry. And here you are still tending tables when God has incubated itself in you, when God has prepared you. See, people think they know you. Back to that interview again.
People think they know you, but you don't know what I go through behind the scenes. You don't know how God has been preparing me. You don't know the hours and the times that I spent on my face before the Lord. You don't know my study habits. You don't know my relationship with God and what He has placed on the inside of me. You don't know. All you know is what you see with your naked eye, but you don't know. That's why you got in this time. That's why you got to have a spiritual eye to see and to know. You got to have discernment of spirit. So you will know what you're seeing. See, that's why so many people are stuck in dead places. That's why so many people in places that God have not called them, because they don't have a discernment of spirit. And you know what? A lot of these people, oh my God, Jesus help me, Lord God, oh my God. Listen, a lot of these places, Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus, bless all of the leaders and pastors. But a lot of time, if they don't have a discernment of spirit, they will not even recognize the anointing that is upon your life, and they will leave you where you are. Hallelujah, glory. You will not allow me to grow. You will not allow me to expand. Come on now. Come on now. You will not allow me to be all that God has created to me. You let me be some of it, but you won't let me be all He's created me to be. Come on now. And sometimes we find ourselves stuck. We're stuck in places. We're stuck in low places. And God is saying, come up higher. Come up hither. I have something greater for you. Come up a little higher. But we're so afraid of what man is going to say. We're so afraid of what our inner circle is going to do. We're so afraid of, they're not going to accept me. They're not going to acknowledge me. But God already has acknowledged you. God has already accepted you. You are accepted in the blood. God has already accepted you. He's already ordained and put His hands on you. God has already put the oil and poured it on you, David, even though you are tending sheep. He already anointed you to be king. But you're waiting on somebody else to call you forward. And God has already called your name. Oh my God, Jesus, today. So ladies, I'm determined. I'm determined in this hour to go where God has called me to go. And to not only go, but to tell those who I see, my sisters. I keep calling you guys stars, STARS, my sisters. To tell all my sisters and even my brothers to accept the place where God has called you to. Don't accept the status quo. Don't accept mediocrity. Don't accept whatever anybody gives you. But you step into the place that God has called you. It's okay to take that, to take the higher. Higher, robo sandalabahaye. It's okay. It's okay if they don't agree with you. And I don't mean to be carnal or anything, but it's okay. If you want a Land Rover and you don't want a Honda, it ain't nothing wrong with a Honda, but hear me when I speak. It's what you want. It's what God has called you. It's what you want. You know, a lot of people will tell me all the time, well, you know, it's what I want. And because it's the thing that God has placed in my heart, and He wants, and that's what He wants me, according to your faith, be it unto you, then God will give it to you. He will bid it to you. Come on now. It has nothing to do with, oh, she thinks she better. No, it doesn't. It has something to do with what you want. If that's what you want, then that's what you get. Hallelujah. Glory to God. According to your faith, be it unto you. Come on. Come on now. So you got to go beyond. You got to go beyond. If you want to be a doorkeeper, then so be it in the house of the Lord. But if God has called you to something greater, it's time to advance. Oh my God, that's the word I was looking for right there. It's time to advance. Come on. I hear the Lord say it's time to advance. You've been in 101 way too long. It's time to advance. You've been in the introductory class way too long. It's time to advance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It is time to advance. If I don't leave you with anything else on this show today, I want you to remember the word that I just said right now. This is a sure word. It is time to advance. I heard the Lord when you dropped that in my spirit. It is time to advance. And let me tell you something, when you advance, sometimes it's a little difficult. Y'all hear this word. Sometimes it's a little difficult. Sometimes it's a little bit more tougher. I always used to tell my girls when they were in college, my daughter was getting ready to get a degree or whatever, and she was working towards her degree, and she was saying it's just too hard. It's very difficult. I said, but let me tell you something. Give yourself time to acclimate to that you just advanced into. Give yourself time to get around the learning curve. And when you get around the learning curve and you learn all the things that you need to know for this class, then it won't be so difficult and so hard. But don't expect the first time that you see something or been introduced to something for it to be easy or simple, because perhaps your mind needs to acclimate itself to a higher way of thinking. So allow yourself to grasp the information. Allow yourself to get into and immerse yourself. And then all of a sudden, what seemed difficult because it was unfamiliar, it may be unfamiliar and uncomfortable at first. Come on now. So I'm telling some of you all, God is getting ready to bring you to a place of advancement. And some of you have kind of cringed, and some of you have pulled back because this place has been difficult. This place has been different, and it's been very uncomfortable. And it almost made you feel like that you were not capable of doing it. It made you feel like that you didn't have the wherewithal to get it done. But God said, get around the curve, get around the place where he's taking you. He said, I'm going to take you in. Hallelujah. And he'll give you everything that you need that pertains unto life and to godliness. He said, whatever you need in this season, I have prepared it for you, Abraham. He said, go to a place. Jesus Christ. He told Abraham to go to a place. Go there and I will show you. And God is telling some of y'all to go to a place. Go there and I will show you. He said, I will give you the hidden riches, the secret treasures. Come on. Yes, Lord. He said, I will give you these things. Come on, come on, come on, come on. But we can't stay in the background anymore. It's time for us to step up to the forefront. It's your season of advancement. Oh my God, today, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's not going to work in this season, huh? This thing that is here now, God said, I have prepared my people. Come on. He told Jeremiah, I'll make your face hard as flint. He said, when you go to the people, tell them what I said. But he said, they ain't going to listen to you. He said, but I'll make your face as hard as flint. And God says, some of you in this hour, I've given you endurance, a level of endurance. I've given you hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. I've made you tougher than leather. I've made you where things just bounce off of you. I've made you where it's not that you numb and that you don't have no feelings anymore, because we don't want to be to that in that place either. But it's where God said, I fortified you. You know how when you get a sore or something, and then when it begins to heal, the scar tissue sometimes become tougher because it's new skin. And God said, that's what has happened to some of y'all. He made it where you're fortified and it's even more stronger. Come on, that skin that grows back over is even more stronger. And God said, you're even more stronger now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I want to thank you all. Hallelujah. This was a word from the Lord. Advance. Advance. Don't be afraid of this next place. Don't be afraid, but jump in with everything that you have. Do you hear me? Jump in, hallelujah, with everything that you have, and take back that the enemy stole from you. He stole it from your grandmother. He stole it from your ancestors. He stole it from your forefathers. Take it back and bring it back to the kingdom. Oh, my, shatalabase. Bring it back, the spoils of war. Bring it back to where it's supposed to be. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you all for listening in today. I hope you were blessed by this word. Continue to follow me, as I said in the beginning, follow me on all the social media platforms. Thank you all for listening in to the Regina Perkins Show. I hope your day as blessed as mine will be, because I'm taking this day by storm. I'm taking everything that the enemy has stolen from me. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.